I'm thinking I gotta defend them because, I mean, if they're watching, bro.
You have a baby mama?
I don't.
Are you dating a baby mama?
I am not.
Do you owe a baby mama?
I don't.
Okay.
Did you date a baby mama?
Do you have a baby with a mama?
Mm-hmm.
No.
All right. Have we started recording?
The intro. Damn, bro.
All right. Welcome to the Mind of a Boyfriend. This is the tea. We've got Lance Josephine with us.
Don't say that.
Lance Joseph.
Wait, what's about this Josephine thing?
My surname is Joseph, so he just couldn't come up with a nickname and then just added an I and E.
Oh, that's
yeah.
It's a weird thing. It's like
it's a weird thing. It's 2026, Bobby.
But you know what's crazy? He's the only one who doesn't have a nickname. Like, no one calls him a nickname.
Oh.
So, yeah, because, like, what kind of name is Bob? Bobby? Like, a lot of people think it's a made-up name.
It's a very sexy name. It's
your name is actually...
Try saying it in French, with a French accent.
Yes.
Bobby.
Bob.
Wait. Wait, Bob is actually on your ID?
That's his real name.
Bro, that's his first name? Are you telling me this is the first time you're figuring this out?
Not Robert or something.
No, like, that's his real name.
Oh, it's also on the passport.
Oh, okay. Bro, we know
that. Wow. We know that. Bobby.
But please, introduce our guest, bro.
Bro, like the intro at the first time was nice, bro.
I know, bro.
Like I gave her all the props, and then I made her sound like, you know, she's better than you, which she is. But like it was a lot, bro. Like it was insane. So if you're listening for the first time, just know the previous intro was fire. Mm. It was amazing. So just assume you've listened to it and you believe what I said. And today we're being, are we being hosted by you?
You're hosting me.
We're hosting you.
Yeah.
She's hosting.
Because I mean, you can take all three of us.
Hostess, yeah.
I mean, you could take all three of us. Okay, I know how that came out.
That's why I then added the down.
So
that was quick. Thank you.
It was quick. Yeah. Anyways, we're joined by As Told By Us. We have Chido today, and you guys might have seen her work in our channel. They took over for a week. They made us look like idiots, but because they're corporate baddies, they can. Mm. And these people are smart, smarter than most of your girlfriends. But it's okay. Woo! You know you're not built the same. These things happen. Yeah.
Yikes.
So,
I'm not ready to fight people, please.
Thank you.
But I am ready for all the smoke, bro.
Like, with that intro, I don't know. I need to now say, like, profound stuff.
You have to be. Yes, after this, like, the ceiling.
I can't say silly things.
You can't.
You've made me a corporate baddie.
No, the thing is, like, every time we talk about you guys in the channel, right, we give you this persona that you kind of have things figured out, you know, in a way. Because you say a lot of things that are profound.
Yeah.
Half the time.
We're also like figuring stuff out like 9 times out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, it's like, I don't know if there's a lot of you in that space. We know there are baddies that are out there in the club, but then like corporate people are not really talked about as much. You achieve everything and then you're at the top, and then relationships are not there. A lot of baddies up there don't have guys.
I suppose that's the thing. Like, I think that's why we started the podcast. Because we wanted to also tell our stories.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes we're looked at as just like, oh, the girlies who go to work, who are boring, wearing suits, you know.
Okay.
But we're also fun. We're also funny, you know. We try.
You wear suits?
Yes.
Yeah, but like,
I think their profile on the YouTube thing is suits, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you see, we also tried to make it like, suitish, but not so suitish.
Yeah, I bet your LinkedIn profiles are very long.
Bro, they're...
yeah.
Probably. How long is your LinkedIn?
How long is your LinkedIn?
Wait, do you have a LinkedIn? What's on your LinkedIn?
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to look for it now.
Okay, while you're looking at our LinkedIn, we're going to discuss it later. I'm going to go on to our first tea.
Nah, bro, I'm looking it up. Like, please show me your LinkedIn.
All right, let me just show you my phone. And... it's not that deep. It's not that hectic.
How many emails are they?
Bro, this is disappointing. It's basic. I thought it was going to be like...
No, you see my... No, it's
the first queen of Valhalla. The person who told that guy that you can make fire
my
out of stones.
It's so basic.
Bro, it's literally three lines.
It's minimal.
Yeah. Mm, but our smile is not on this, bro. Like, it's... Yeah. It is not minimal. Anyways, right, cool. Give us the first one, bro.
All right. So this is our first tea. Guys, I have an ex who is not clear on what we're doing because we still talk, meet, and chill. Then now there is someone in my DMs who's asking me out. I know him. He's a good guy. And I know he will treat me. We will treat each other nicely. Now, I don't know if I should just block my ex and forget about him, then focus on this one, or just wait for my ex to come around.
You want to know what this sounds like? This sounds like is 2 + 2 = 4.
Yeah.
You already know the answer to this.
Yeah.
You're just asking for validation. Yeah. And you just want to give us a platform to be mean.
Nah, like,
and we're not doing that.
Not we're not today, doing that.
Satan.
No.
Not today, Satan.
Not right. Today, Satan. Mm. So what are we saying? I feel like we just agreed not to listen to this person. Like, we're supposed to comment. But like,
okay.
Yeah,
it is,
yeah, right? It's a stupid game.
I'm gonna give one sentence to this. Uh-huh. You know how like some dogs eat their vomit. All right, I'm done.
Damn, bro.
I thought you just came from church.
Damn, bro.
I mean,
if it quacks like a duck,
bruh. Were you guys reading Revelations today? Like, what are you on, bro?
Whoa.
Damn, bro.
Sure. I think that's
because you know, like, okay, if I'm being honest, B-O-B? if we're using that analogy, right? She's literally just looking at, you know, like a nice bone with some meat there,
and
like,
then she's nah, to thinking, vomit.
Should I go back to the vomit? Oh,
yeah,
what to analogy? Pick, what to choose.
To make it worse, the vomit is not even clear. You can't tell if it's like yesterday's meal or it's like bile mixed with rice and whatever dogs eat. But you're just like,
and
nah. And coleslaw. Thank you. But you're just like, could be vomit, but let me just go.
I mean, if dogs ate their vomit, it could be more vomit on vomit.
Yeah, and you don't even know, like, if it's, is that hay?
Oh, yeah, I think we should stop, bro. Like, yeah, she gets the point. She gets the point.
Yeah, no.
So what are we saying? Like, stop playing silly games.
Grow
stop
up.
Stop playing.
This one is simple. Grow up,
like,
man.
Just
grow
what?
Up.
Like, what do you mean your ex might act right? Like, the fuck? Like, he's your ex for a reason.
Exactly. I don't think he'd be exes if he was fine.
Yeah, because, like, if he was a good guy, like, you say the other guy's a good guy. If he was a good guy, you would be still with him, right?
Yeah.
So, nah, man. Don't eat your vomit.
Let's go.
Unless
like
if your vomit is like from
disaster.
Disaster.
It never ends well, you know, with exes.
Yeah, because you keep going back and back. You break up, you go back. And then you wake up years later, you're 45, and no one loves you because you're chasing your exes, and your ex has like 10
and your
kids.
Exes have moved on.
And I think she sounds like the type to be friends with an ex while she's dating someone new.
You want to know what she sounds like?
Yeah.
She sounds like she'd use castor oil to make a meal and then complain that it's making you run.
Yeah.
But you know what castor oil does. Yeah. So why the hell are you? I'm sorry.
Yeah. But yeah.
She didn't give us a platform, though.
Oh, okay.
Damn, bro.
I mean, you did say, like, this sounds like someone who just wants us to be mean.
I mean.
And we then proceeded.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So, ish. Nah. Ish. That one, you know the answer.
You have your answer.
You're just looking for validation, like Bobby was saying. It's
like the moment you take something like that in an anonymous chat, what do you want us to do?
What do you want?
You know the answer.
Yeah, you know the answer.
Yeah.
All right. Q, you've got another one, or should I go to the next one?
Okay, I can do this one, right? But then it starts with my friend.
So it's a second.
It's like
and information.
Yeah, so I don't know if we can take it.
Yeah, no, let's just take it. Consider it friend.
Let's see what it says.
So it says my friend is a single mother and she recently contacted her baby daddy's family concerning monetary issues. The problem isn't The problem is she's afraid to tell her current boyfriend because he's a jealous type and she feels it will make him insecure. What should she do? Processing?
Okay, no. Yeah, the context is not complete because
But it is.
She contacted the baby daddy's family
for money.
Not the baby daddy.
Not the baby daddy.
So why would the boyfriend
be jealous?
Because look, I think if the boyfriend started dating her, knowing very well that she's a baby mama and she has a baby daddy and she has all of that drama following her, why would he be upset? Was he going to pay for whatever bill she needed from her baby daddy's family?
I mean, like, I don't understand.
You know, the
it just seems straightforward to me.
No. Well, the problem with these things, I, for one, if I'm going to date a baby mama, right, I want the girl to have clear, crystal clear, triple distilled whiskey. I'm kidding, glass. But yeah. Yeah, like clear boundaries, you know. Do you know how offensive it is to find out that your boyfriend went to someone else to ask for money? What if you're there? He could have the money, like the boyfriend in question.
Yeah.
Why not run it through him first? And then if he doesn't have, then you tell him that I'm just going to go and ask the baby daddy's family.
No, but the baby daddy is responsible for his child.
Yeah.
So I think that two things can be true at the same time, right? So she can still have crystal clear boundaries with her baby daddy. And those boundaries can also include that baby daddy must pay for such and such.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think if you are going to date someone with a child, you need to go in there feeling secure of your position.
But then if I'm going to date someone with a child, doesn't that mean I'm dating, like I'm taking you? And the child,
yeah.
Yeah, so I can literally take care of the kid, at least in some aspects.
I was about to say, like, for example, if you right now in your current state were to date someone with a child and that child is maybe in primary school and she then comes to you and says, look, there's a shortfall on baby X's fees. Are you able to help me with that? What would you do?
Just one time?
It starts off
just one time, and then it
just kind of starts snowballing.
Which
and
school?
You maybe you've been okay. Let's say you've been dating for like 6 months.
Cool.
Five months. Yeah.
Let's say you've been dating for 5 months. And the kid goes to, I don't know the school, Kumalo.
Mm.
Wait, is that a primary school?
Yeah, it is a primary. Kumalo is decent. I mean, yeah, okay.
But
I hear what you're saying.
Like how much the school fees costs. I think it's all about the boundary that you guys have. Like, where do you guys stand as a couple in that regard?
Yeah.
So you see that dating... That just becomes complicated because even if you come to me as your boyfriend and you ask me to cover that, how will the father of the baby take it?
Exactly.
I mean, that's why I always advise, right? The father of the baby should be in prison for life.
Oh, okay. That is.
Yeah.
That kind of works.
So that's the only reason why you would date someone. I think so.
So generally, or he's the dead, baby daddy, like,
but yeah,
but he's not in the picture,
or
completely
dying.
Not in the picture.
Mm.
Yeah.
Then
so
I can fully
invest
myself in that.
So in other words, you're saying you would not date someone with a child.
He's saying he would date someone with a child,
yeah.
But the father of the baby shouldn't be in the picture.
Completely out of the picture.
Like the boundary is.
He should be dead.
It's natural.
Dead would be better, but
there's a natural boundary.
Yeah. I mean,
the ground is the boundary.
Exactly. I feel
he should be
like
6 feet under.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's how you avoid. For example, like in that situation, I would then understand if she went to his side of the family and asked for help, right?
Yeah.
But also in that situation, I'm also taking full responsibility of her and the child if I'm getting into this. Because I know there's no baby daddy that's going to appear after 18 years and start reconnecting with the child.
Yeah.
You know,
imagine
what I mean?
Taking a child to Falcon.
Yeah, and then
what's the
18 years later,
Prince Edward. There we go. Take a child to Prince Edward. fly him to Paris, teach him how to swim, and be an assassin and pay God knows how much for school fees. And
why did you go with assassin though?
I don't know, just some fancy stuff. I mean, private schools teach weird stuff. Did you go to a private school? I'm sorry.
What's the definition of private school?
Well, like full private, not semi-private.
No poor people private.
School. What school did you go to?
Okay, you can guess. The school, it has the school has one here in Bulawayo, one in
Harare. GC?
Yes, sir.
Okay. GC or GC?
GC.
Oh, GC.
Wait, no,
like
not GC.
DC.
Yeah.
Okay. DC okay. Is, you know, like you never know. Kind of private, you know.
It is a private.
No, it's no, just like, put in places that seem private, but it's not.
No, it's private.
It feels like the
ghetto. But it's like Mahachula
ghetto.
Like, nothing's private.
Like
know?
it's a suburb.
It's not Burnside private. It's
yeah, but it's no. Yeah. Okay, no, that makes sense.
No, I feel. But crazy how you guys were saying that about baby mamas. Now I'm thinking I gotta defend them because. I mean, if they're watching, bro.
Do you have a baby mama?
I don't.
Are you dating a baby mama?
I am not.
Do you owe a baby mama?
I don't.
Okay.
Did you date a baby mama?
Do you have a baby with a mama?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay, fine. I tried. But like, point I'm trying to make, when we started talking about this, you said something about, hey, you know the person you're dating, right? You know they have a baby. So it comes with responsibilities, like you were saying, Lance, right? You knew this going into the relationship. It's not like they ambushed you, right? So knowing that this person has a baby dead in the picture, maybe somewhere in prison, I guess, right? But that person exists. And you're like, nah, I'm gonna date you regardless. And it's part of the package. Because at some point, if you're going to marry her, right? That baby is going to be your responsibility. Mm. You're going to fly to Paris. Why am I saying it? You're going to fly her or him to Paris and take care of this child as the father, right? You're going to be the father figure, knowing that this is not your child. And what I believe is if you don't have a child, don't date people with kids, right? It's if you're not prepared for it.
Yeah, that's actually true.
If you're not prepared for it. Because, bro, like all the firsts they've had. It's your first child, but it's not really your child, so you're not as excited. Ooh. And the mother already went through the first, bro. The preparation, she was excited, you know, about to be a first mother, but you're a second-hand dad. And
yeah, true.
It's chai, bro.
So some things you really wouldn't even understand
where
it's even rooting from.
So when she tells you, I struggled, you're like, yeah, I wasn't there. It wasn't mine in the first place.
Mm.
Right, so there's some things
some
that
deep
we
stuff.
We don't talk about it, but it's there, right? Yeah. All her firsts are your seconds.
Plus, I feel like in that kind of situation, in the other episode, we're talking about how there's certain things you should never say in a relationship.
Yeah,
I feel like those kind of relationships. That's where, like, at some point, you're gonna say, "Well, it's not even my child."
Oof. Yeah.
Right. So that's why you shouldn't be in that relationship to start with.
Exactly. Yeah. You know. Okay. But anyways, let me get on to our next tea very quickly.
Yeah, because like we have to wrap this up.
Sorry.
But anyways, to all the baby mamas, we love you.
We love you still.
Yeah, we love you.
I mean, wait, there was never love lost, actually. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it is what it is. But I think, as you said, rightfully so, like, I think if you don't have a child.
No, there's that song by Michael Jackson. If you want to be starting something, if you don't have money, then don't have a baby. Something. That
he
song.
He said that?
Yeah.
He did say that, yeah.
He said
now that.
That
I think about
gonna
it.
Be starting yeah. something.
So, yeah, we're going to end this episode with Michael Jackson. don't be starting something if you don't want to be involved with a kid.
Yeah.
Right. And this person was asking us, what should she do? Go ask money from your baby mama your baby daddy's family, because your boyfriend is not giving you that money. He's your boyfriend, not your husband. I think we should have started with that. Like, they're not married. Why am I paying for most of these things as a boyfriend? What if we break up?
Exactly.
So which means you're gonna recycle us. You get another boyfriend who's gonna take care of your child again.
Wait a minute. So but if he's okay with paying for it, why not?
he should just be able to pay. If he's willing to do it, let him do it.
But you know, we were told this person is a jealous person, so that would be weird. Because I think she would have asked him straight up, hey, this is what I'm going through.
Fair.
Right, because now if she's going back to the baby daddy's family, it means the guy is not like that. She wouldn't have gone there.
I can imagine like the grade one boyfriend was paying for grade one school fees, and then the grade two boyfriend.
You see, now it's a cycle, bro. By the time she's like in form four, she's had like...
Why?
If the child was a company, everyone has a stake, bro.
Like, bruh.
Everyone has a stake. Because
you can say, I took 2, 3, 4, and 5. So majority share.
Imagine the black checks that child is going to have to pay. But anyways...
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much.
Short-lived but fun.
No, it is cool. You came through, you gave us wisdom, and now you're leaving us. We're just going to go back to our normal bullshit.
All right. Sweet. Thank you.
All right. Cheers. Have a lovely... Wait, what do I say? Lovely what? Lovely what?
Day? I can't
say
just a week,
day.
Year?
Yeah, unless you're going to meet again.
It's not like we're going to see her tomorrow.
Well, I'll see you soon.
She's going to see us soon.
So have a lovely soon.
So I'm just going to sign up for the purpose of this audio thingy, because the video is showing her leaving, giving us her back. It's fine. You're giving us your back. It's fine.
Probably it was a nice view. But...
It was an incredible view.
True. True.
It was an incredible view. Thank you for tuning in. If you guys are listening for the first time, do not forget to subscribe, follow. And if you're on Spotify, you can comment. And that thing is amazing. We love your comments. We love you guys. And that has been the tea with As Told by Us. Right? Cheers.
Mm, cheers.
Cheers.